When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Little C note here for a little Cowboys news of the evening. Have a couple of different things to work with you on. Now, first one, just a question for Brian. Where are we? Scooney has three or four games in a row where he's actually productive. Mozzie Smith, Mike McCarthy, last hour press conference said... had a solid game.
Yeah.
I know you say he plays best against the division.
He did. He did yesterday. The other day.
Once again.
Yeah.
So maybe he's out of bus territory and into probably just a journeyman jobber. But maybe he has more. The era is pointing up. And then with Overshown being a potential multi-time Pro Bowler, I don't know. Do you see All-Pro potential in him? How do we reflect now on that 2023 draft class, Brian? As we near the end of season two for these guys.
Just kind of look at with the thing with Mozzie, you know, the one thing in the game the other day, and it even happened in the Commanders game, is he's not the last guy off the ball. And there was so many snaps where stance, and then you could stop the tape and see, you know, the ball moving and everybody else is going forward and Mozzie was still in his stance. He's done a much better job of playing, you know, he's right there next to the ball. But when it snapped, his ability to get off. Now, he's played some centers the last couple of weeks or the last 5 days that, you know, Biotis, I don't think is the strongest guy. I don't think John Michael Smith's, the Giants center, is a very strong guy either. And he's kind of taken advantage of that. He's kind of been a little bit of a bully.
Nice.
That these guys have tried to kind of reach block him, scoop him. And he's not allowed that to happen. Where he gets in trouble is when he's laid off the ball and then they can get to him. But he's done a really nice job. There was a pass that they threw it was like an RPO, and Locke just flung it to the side. As he made the fake, Mozzie was in the backfield. If he hands that ball off, it's a tackle for loss. And so he's doing a better job of getting off the football, getting on the and playing on the other side, on the defensive side, or excuse me, the offensive side of the line of scrimmage. And I think that's something that, you know, you have to be a little bit pleased about from what you've seen from him. Schoonmaker, I think, is because of Ferguson being out. This was the first game where I really felt like that the tight ends as a whole, and I'm talking about Schoonmaker and I'm talking about Span Ford as point of attack blockers, where they were able to get into these ends and these linebackers, and they were able to kind of handle maybe some combination blocks and stuff like that. But Schoonmaker's done better with that. His routes have been better. He doesn't fight the ball catching it. He's got pretty natural hands. You saw some of that at Michigan, but when he was with the Cowboys, we started out with the Cowboys, always like he was kind of fighting the football.
Yeah.
And so it looks a little bit more natural, a little bit more comfortable catching the ball. Now, I mentioned when I was breaking it down in Krusty's corner, you know, he's in a situation where he's now, they're putting him in those blocking situations or the waggle situations where he's the catcher, where he's the guy throwing the ball to, because they really can't trust Span Ford. So he's having to play a lot more, and he's having to do things as far as what Ferguson did. And he's living up to it.
I would say he's gaining confidence.
He's gaining a lot of confidence. And the coaches are gaining confidence in him, because you remember he was basically on offense, he might play 5 or 6 plays. Mm-hmm. They weren't putting him out there. And all of a sudden Ferguson got the concussion And then he was thrown into the mix. And he and Span Ford both have done a much better job.
So what I'm hoping for, obviously the draft classes are huge. You failed in 08, 09. It led to the disappointment in 10, 11, 12, 13. You failed here in 2023. I think that's a big reason why the Cowboys have not been that good this year. But if you can't get star players, at least could you get in your first two picks like legitimate starters? Is that too much to ask from Mozzie? I feel like Scooney might be trending in that direction right now.
I think, to me, if you said which guy will probably be of the two, of the first and second round pick, which you'll probably be able to count on more in the future, I think it's Mozzie Smith.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think Scooney's got a little bit of that injury question, too, where he's been banged up college, and since he's been, so that's always kind of lurking.
You're starting to see, I really do believe this about Mozzie Smith. He's one of those guys, but if it's positive, if he's feeling, remember watching him getting coached up. I mean, they were coaching him hard.
Every day.
But they were also like, when he would do good, they would like, okay, they were, yeah, Mozzie, you know, Mike Zimmer's like, yeah, Mozzie's doing fine. You know, Mozzie's doing, you know, Mozzie's a very sensitive guy. I mean, if
football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Very sensitive guy. And he's one of these players that I think you almost have to like
put your arm, words of affirmation.
You have to put your arm around him and like, all right, man, hey, just keep hanging. Keep going. You're doing fine. You know, and I think that's how he's playing right now. There were times, you know, where, you know, we've had our guys on the station go in the locker room and, you know, Mozzie's over there, even after a win, was kind of broken down, sad, you know, upset because he knew that he didn't play. I think it's important to him that way, but he definitely needs somebody to keep telling him. And the film has shown that he's getting better.
Words of affirmation are his love language. Yes. I wonder if that's part of the draft process.
Yeah.
You know, of like trying to get to know these guys.
And it helps that Ose is balling out next to him.
Yeah. I don't need players that need affirmation. I need players that.
Oh, no. There's question. I mean,
yeah.
But he has come. Last season, you used the word bust. Absolutely. This season, I think you have a player that the more that he plays and the more confidence he gets, you'll probably have a player you'll be happy with in the coming years.
Okay, start thinking about what you're hoping to learn about this Cowboys team, or you think we're going to learn about this Cowboys team in the final five games of the season. I want to ask you about these final five, though. Bengals, Panthers, Bucks, Eagles, Commanders, over under on wins the rest of the way. I'm going to set it at 1.5. Is that the right number? Are you taking over or under?
I think that's a perfect number because I'm looking at this and thinking if they get to 7, that might be the max. Like, I think 7 and 10 probably the way. I don't know that they're going to be able to beat Cincinnati this week, right? I'd probably take the Bengals today. I mean, I just think offensively, Cincinnati's going to present a lot of problems, even though the Cowboys' defense is playing well. And Cooper Rush is 1-0 in matchups against Joe Burrow, if you're looking for positivities here, huh?
What do the trends say?
The trends are saying maybe the Cowboys are going to win this one, but you matched up well against Washington. I don't think you're going on the road and beating the Eagles. You typically don't play great on the road there anyway. If you're going to win one, it'll be at AT&T Stadium. Bucks, I think, they're going to be fighting for a division title. They're going to have a lot to play for. So I think best case scenario might be 2 more wins out of this.
Yeah, I would be surprised that they beat the Bengals just because of how much they're going to have to score. Carolina seems like you probably evenly matched there, maybe a little bit better. The Buccaneers, you mentioned, they'll be fighting for the division. Eagles be fighting for the number one seed, and the Commanders will be fighting to get in the playoffs. So you've got teams that are going to have to win games, so you're not going to get a break on any of these.
Man, that snow got deep last night on the field in Buffalo. I switched over and I was watching this Ben Stiller Christmas movie, The Nutcrackers, with my girls.
Was it any good?
Pretty good.
Okay.
I would recommend it for family viewing. There is some moderate joking
nudity.
Just joking. They had a little impromptu sex ed class there in the homeschool, and they were describing some anatomy. So I did want to let people know about that. But I'd recommend it. Okay, Cowboys will learn these four things during their final stretch of the season. What was that I said? Learn. Okay. We go to blogging the boys. Okay, they have four. Number one, it's time for Zach Martin to retire. I think he's going to bounce back and get a check from somebody off a reputation and off the film that he puts out now that he's healthy. So I don't think the Cowboys will want him back. I'm excited about the future of Brock Hoffman, but I think a team will make it really, really compelling for Zach Martin to return, and it's hard to turn down $10-12 million. They should feel good about bringing back Rico Dowdle. I agree with that. I think if you get into rounds 2, 3, 4, and the board is, you're staring at the board and you have other positions, I'd be comfortable with Rico next year. I don't think he is a superstar by any stretch of the imagination, but I think he is good enough. And when they have gone to him, they've been rewarded.
Yeah.
You know, wide receiver needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
Definitely need some receiver.
You mentioned about the 2023 draft. I think you have to look at Tolbert's situation too. You know, him and Brooks both. I think I was expecting a lot from Tolbert. I just haven't seen as much as I thought I was going to
see. Yeah, those are like fourth and fifth wide receivers or maybe practice squad guys. You know, just kind of. I think Brooks is better than Tolbert.
I would take Tolbert over Brooks.
Take Tolbert over Brooks.
I would myself.
Okay, and then Chauncey Golston deserves a short-term extension. If a short-term extension for, you know, efficient spending is on the table, I think you got to take advantage of that with their needs along the defensive line. So there you have it, your C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening, G-Bag Nation. We got 3 hours down and two to go. The Expressway is coming up in 20 minutes, LA Live in 45 minutes. And Brian's going to do a second edition of Krusty's Corner and give you some film takeaways and things to look for here with your football team. But in addition to the finest coming up next, Chief, where are you taking it?
Aaron Rodgers lashing out, and this man is at the height of football confidence, just as he should be, next in the nation.